Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. I'm David Gibson, and our show today is about gratitude and appreciation because of Thanksgiving. But before we get started, I want to tell you about the things that are happening at the school here. We've got some interesting classes coming up. Next weekend, we've got the Inner Child class with Kozan Dunn. Kozan's able to see inside and see your inner child and see if it's actually run away. And if it's run away, she goes and finds it and brings it back and puts it back in your heart. She actually sees it as a little being. And then she has you dress it up and reconnects you to your inner child. Sometimes your inner child is turned around backwards, and she turns it around forward. It's a really interesting class because she's very intuitive and psychic, so she sees precisely what's going on with you and your inner child. And then we'll actually be playing with our inner childs and working with sound with them as well. So if you happen to be in the Bay Area, that's next Saturday from 10 to 5:30, and I think it's $90. And Kozan is really, really amazing. She's really, really just the happiest, sweetest person. And then on Sunday, December 6th, we've got our open house from 1 to 6. We'll be doing meditations and lectures on sound, and a tour of the facility. We'll be putting people on our sound table and just doing various treatments and sound meditations. We normally get into the zone pretty deeply. So if you can make that, come on down to the Institute from 1 to 6 p.m. next Sunday. And then we've got the following Saturday and Sunday, December 12th, and 13th, we have my favorite class of all, The Sound of Love. We actually go through the frequencies of love, different types of love, loving yourself, social love, loving relationships, and unconditional divine love. We'll go through how to access and just bring more love into your life. We look at different sounds, different frequencies, different pitches, and different music that will bring us into those zones. Also, on Saturday, Sylvina does the first half of the class, and she just takes people into a really deep state of love with the crystal ball. So that's next Saturday, or 2 weeks from today, Saturday and Sunday, December 12th and 13th. We also have, starting December 1st, is our next starting point for the online sound healing program. We have live instructors Tuesday and Thursday nights and Saturday mornings. And if you're interested in that, you can check us out at soundhealingcenter.com or send an email to david@soundhealingcenter.com or give us a call at 800-9000. Mix, 9000 M-I-X. We also have our sound healing program here at the Institute starting again January 19th. By the way, the online program also starts not only December 1st, but January 9th as well. So at the Institute, we have the program starting January 19th, and the Sound Healing Music Production class starts January 19th as well. And we're also doing the online version of that starting just about every other week if you're interested. We also have an advanced audio production course starting as well in January. So if interested, give us a call, give us an email, or look us up on the website, soundhealingcenter.com. So, today is about gratitude and appreciation. And first of all, I was really interested to see what the difference between gratitude and appreciation seems to be. So I looked it up on the web. And gratitude, they say gratitude is just about appreciation. But appreciation is really looking at the value and the quality and the significance and magnitude of people and things. Whereas gratitude is just really getting into that feeling. Often I think of gratitude as honoring another person or a thing for what it is doing. And appreciation is just seems like it's a little different in that it's really seeing the value in it. Seeing how great it is, how wonderful something is. Very similar though. Gratitude seems to have a lower, more grounding frequency, at least when you say the word gratitude. Whereas appreciation seems to have a higher frequency. Appreciation. I tend to like gratitude more, but I know other people that like appreciation more, but it's apples and oranges. We love them both. Okay. So the thing about gratitude and appreciation is they're the easiest emotions, higher emotions, to get into when you're not feeling well, when you're not really above, when you're in any negative emotion, such as fear or frustration or, you know, worry. Gratitude is the easiest emotion to get to that's above the line, so to speak. Joy and divine love and even love itself are sometimes hard to get to when we're feeling down or not feeling well. Gratitude's pretty, it's really the easiest one because it's so simple. I want to do a little meditation first on gratitude to get us into the zone, and then we'll go through all the different things to be grateful for. First of all, focus on your physical heart and bring up feelings of gratitude and appreciation for your physical heart, just beating away for you day and night, working so hard for you. So focus on your heart and bring up those feelings of gratitude and appreciation for your physical heart. Now let those feelings go through your whole body. Let them encompass your whole being. Let that feeling of gratitude for your heart expand through all of your auras, all of your etheric bodies. Let it surround you completely. Now, listen for the sound of this feeling that is around and through you for your feeling of gratitude for your heart. Listen for what sound it might be, if it had a sound. It is a frequency, so it actually is a frequency. Listen for what that frequency is and get it going in your head. Okay, now, if you can, make that sound out loud. know, just hold that frequency as we bring up all of the things to be grateful for, not only for our heart, but also for every part of our body. Even when you're not feeling well, I just learned there are 70 trillion cells in the body. Well, if one part of your body is not feeling well, that's still a lot of cells that are feeling good. But of course, we always focus on the pain and how we don't feel good, but there's many cells just about always in our body that are feeling good. So many cells. So not just the heart, but, and if you're feeling good at the moment, we've got 70 trillion of them to be grateful for. That's a lot of gratefulness. 70 trillion cells. But just to be grateful for this breath. And this one. And this one. Just to be grateful for feeling it all. For all the senses. Touch. Feel your touch. Your smell. Your sight. And your hearing. Grateful for every bit of happiness you've ever felt in your life. Grateful for all the happiness in the world. If you add it all up, it's a lot at any single moment. And over time, it's huge. But then, grateful for joy, gratefulness for joy, deep happiness. Grateful for all the people in a state of joy right now, and all the joy you've ever felt. Funny, joy has a deeper, lower frequency. It's almost like a high frequency. It's like, but it's got this deep component, deep stillness, deep depth. Then we're grateful for love. Grateful for every bit of love you've ever felt in your life. Grateful for all the love on the planet. We're swimming in an ocean of love. We're fish swimming in an ocean of love, and we don't even know it half the time. A lot of us. Then we're grateful for the planet. Just pulling us right down with gravity. Just hugging us with gravity the whole time. And so much life, so much beauty. Oh my goodness. So much to be grateful for. Just so much in nature to be grateful for. I want to play a song called Creative Spirit that's about gratitude for nature and all the animals on the planet. It's Creative Spirit. so much appreciation and gratefulness for. Grateful for the birds and the bees, the dolphins. Grateful for their happiness. Thank you. of all the times you've been in nature and been totally nourished by nature. Just come back home totally fulfilled from being out in nature. Immense gratitude for all those times. You know, I was just thinking that there should be a word for extended gratitude. Think of joy as extended happiness. There should be a word for extended gratitude. Gratitude that sustains over time, where you're grateful for a long, long period of time. That's really the place to be, if we can remember. And then we've got gratitude for family, the family we love. Gratitude for babies. Gratitude for babies. So connected to spirit. Gratitude for babies. Just gratitude for frequencies altogether. Any frequency at all, just any frequency, any pitch, any sound. Gratitude for every little thing that someone has done for you in your life out of simple caring, particularly those things that are given freely without expectation of any return. Thank you for all those times someone has done something for you just because. I have to say gratitude for my flying dreams. I love my flying dreams. And especially gratitude for my job. I'm so lucky to do what I do. And then gratitude for my kitty. My kitty Joy. I love my kitty. She takes care of me. And of course, gratitude for all the animals in the world. From the whales, holding the root frequency of the planet, to the dolphins holding the eighth octave, and all of them in between. And then the trick is to ultimately get to gratitude for no reason at all, to just go to this frequency that we're in, that we're all holding here. And just go to this frequency for no reason at all. Once you really get used to the frequency of gratitude and appreciation and really learn it as a frequency, then you can use the frequency to get there. And as I commonly say, I don't know that there's a particular frequency or pitch that is gratitude. There very well might be. I haven't done the research to find it out. And who knows if it is one specific frequency. But I believe everybody has a frequency, their own frequency they go to when in the frequency of gratitude. And it's wherever you just went to at the beginning of this meditation we're doing. Whatever frequency you hear, that's gratitude for you. So it doesn't have to be one main frequency. I'm always suspicious of frequencies where people say something is a specific frequency. Unless there's been tons and tons of corroborating research. So just remember this frequency that we're in here of gratitude. The trickiest part of gratitude is to have gratitude for the things we might not like. That's the hard part. To have gratitude for the city. like about the city. And to have gratitude for the noise. Because it's the noise that makes us realize how beautiful consistent tones and peace is. Gratitude for distortion, distortions in our life, delusions, because they're always creating feelings in us that are leading us back to the truth and to the essence of who we are. And then to have gratitude for all the people that have hurt you. I read a thing by the Dalai Lama once, and he said, you can have gratitude for people because not only are they hurting themselves when they hurt you or do something bad or whatever, but they're giving you an opportunity to learn compassion. So in a way, they are sacrificing themselves for you whenever they hurt you. And so you can be grateful for that sacrifice, giving you the opportunity to hold frequency, not be upset by it, and then learn compassion. Amazing place to be in. When you can have gratitude for something you don't like or something that hurts you. Amazing place. It's not easy sometimes. I sure don't have it down. I don't have it down. But sometimes when I'm aware enough and remember, I can do it. Imagine having gratitude for, oh, this is a really hard one. I don't even know if I can go there. Gratitude for Bush. Because he showed us what we really want. It's a tricky one. Extreme case is gratitude for Hitler. Oof, that's really hard, huh? Showing us what we really want. It's a tricky one. Easier to have gratitude for anything that upsets you. Frustration, aggravation, irritation, disturbance, annoyance, nuisance, disappointment, dissatisfaction. Imagine having gratitude, because a lot of people say that before we're born, we decide how much adversity we're going to have in our life. And the more adversity we bring on or decide we're going to have in our life, the more we grow and the more advanced our soul gets in this lifetime. The less adversity we have or decide to have, then the less we really ascend or grow. So, if you look at it that way, every little thing, a frustration, aggravation, irritation, disturbance, is a perfect opportunity for us to learn to hold our center, to hold our own frequency as opposed to being enveloped by the frequency outside of us that is annoying or disturbing or any frequency that is not consistent. It's like, two frequencies oscillating back and forth versus our own frequency, which is one pure note. Or, so gratitude for the lesson we're given every time we're taken out of our own center, our own frequency. Gratitude for it. What's so cool is gratitude is the frequency that takes you out of these other frequencies. Sometimes it's hard to go to your own frequency when there's this other around you, or even fear. But gratitude is easy to go to. Once you get to gratitude, then that's a consistent frequency. So it resonates with your own consistent frequency. All consistent frequencies resonate each other because it's about consistency. God, then, even gratitude for pain. Because the pain is telling us something is not right that needs to change so we can get back to our alignment with Spirit. Get back to Source. The pain is just little signposts saying, hey, attention. Tricky one is gratitude for fear. Fear shows us where we might not tread or where we need to work to overcome fear. Gratitude for that. Gratitude for all suffering. Wow. Gratitude for suffering. Wow. Every little bit of anger, every little bit of resentment, gratitude for it. Because it's just helping us learn where we don't want to be and learn how to get back to our center, to our grounding, to our own frequency, to perfect presence, to just being present with our own frequencies. Basically, when you can get to the point where you have gratitude for everything, then you're just humming this frequency. All the time. Occasionally you go into joy, or love, especially unconditional, universal, divine love. Sometimes you go straight to Spirit. It's actually even higher. But then you come, it's almost like gratitude is the root note of all higher frequencies and higher emotions. maybe that's why it's the easiest one to get to. So to have gratitude for everything. What a thought, huh? It's hard to even, hardly hard to imagine. I know of people that are mostly in that frequency, though. It's amazing. Then, the next step is to have compassion for those who don't have gratitude, who aren't grateful. Even be grateful for those who are not grateful. Often just go to compassion. What this world has brought us to, society, parents, past lives. Compassion for that. Non-gratitude. I want to play a song where we did a meditation and we set our intention and sang with the intention of compassion, rather toned with the intention of holding compassion for the whole planet, for everybody on the planet, for holding the frequency of compassion. This was our intention in this song. So check this out and go to that frequency of compassion for those who are not holding gratitude, for those who have gotten lost. This is compassion for gratitude, non-gratitude. Is it coming? Is it there? Dawn. There we go. Compassion. You can tone along with it if you like. Thank you. compassion for yourself for when you're not grateful. So, here's your homework for the rest of your life. And that is to live the rest of your life if you decide to, in the frequency of gratitude and appreciation. And you can start right now. Look for every thing for gratitude. How you can bring gratitude to it. It's cool because it's simple. You don't have to learn a million and one techniques for how to deal with any situation or person or anything. It's like, it fits all. It works for everything. Just go to gratitude. Always. First step. And again, when you get it into the realm of frequency, when you think of it as frequency, really what you're doing is technically going to a frequency that is consistent in tone. I've spoken before about other things that are not good for us, that are not good for us physically, are tones that oscillate. Even fear is like two tones going back and forth. Really fast. Worries. Two tones going back and forth. Or even worse, multiple tones jumping around. Disconnected sounds. And it's really all about getting back to one. That goes on forever. Because gratitude and love and joy and spirit are all humming consistently all the time. So really this is just a portal. Gratitude is just a portal to get back to a consistent note. And then what? What's really cool is to get back to a full range of frequencies. So you're in tune with all frequencies, multiple frequencies at the same time. It's good to start with 7 octaves and then go to 9 octaves. Tune into all frequencies. Basically, it's like the cosmic ohm, this big, kind of like what we just heard. But still a consistent frequency. So take this frequency of gratitude for your heart, for your body, for life of the planet, for everything and everything you don't like, and hold this frequency. Hold it into the evening. And then when you wake up, hold it through all day tomorrow. And then when you wake up on Monday, through the rest of the week. Through each day, all day. And then through the next week. And then it becomes months you're holding it. And then years in the frequency of gratitude. And then may we all have lifetimes holding the frequency of gratitude. Thank you.